order. Ariana, if you could please read the instructions.
You're on mute, Ariana.
Thank you. Okay, welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak or ask questions. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Ariana. Aiden, if you could call the roll, please.
I can. Hopefully the car alarm isn't, hopefully you guys can't hear that, but.
Mm-mm. I can.
Okay, cool. William Okovich.
Present.
Sean O'Brien needs a, he just sent an email that he needs a link for the meeting.
I can do that.
Thanks. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford.
Present.
And Barbara Harrington McKinney.
I don't see her. Let's look under attendees. Nope, I don't see her.
Ann Kovich.
Here.
Robbie Weber.
Here.
Chris McHale.
Here.
Bill Bremer.
Here.
Kaylee Jameson.
Here.
Lynn Olson.
Present.
And then Denise Chess, Pepe Barros, and Harold Gleams are all excused.
Okay, thanks so much. With those folks excused, both Kaylee and Lynn are able to make motions and vote this evening. Did everybody have an opportunity to look at the minutes from the last meeting? If so, we need a motion to approve. Chris.
Yeah, move approval of the minutes.
Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the minutes. Is there any discussion with regard to the minutes? Okay, I'm going to assume a unanimous consent vote in favor unless anybody wishes to abstain, or if anybody wishes to abstain or vote no, please raise your hand. Okay, seeing no hands, the motion is carried. Okay, we have any items? Anybody registered to speak under item one, Aiden?
They did not, nope.
Nope. As long as I'm asking, is there anybody registered to speak on any items?
One person registered wishing to speak for item three.
Okay. All right. I see Alder Harrington McKinney was able to join us and Alder O'Brien joined us. And I think that's it. Okay. Any disclosures or recusals this evening? Perhaps the same ones we had last time? Robbie?
Yes. Yes. I just wanted to disclose that I'm on the board of directors for Madison Bikes, and Madison Bikes did write a letter opposing the expansion of the Beltline along with some other organizations, but that shouldn't change my debate on this issue.
Thanks, Robbie. Alder Okovich.
Yes, just also disclose that I'm on the steering committee for Madison is for the vote. We signed a letter opposing the belt line expansion, but it won't affect my vote.
Thanks, Alder. Any other disclosures or recusals this evening? Okay. Great. We have one item proposed for the consent agenda. Do we have anybody registered to speak on item two, Aiden?
We do not. We did have one person registering as opposed, but does not wish to speak.
Okay, good to know. Does anybody wish to have that separated from the consent agenda so we can discuss it? Okay, I'm seeing no hands. So we have item number two, Legistar 91407, approving revised roadway geometry for the construction, of South High Point Road from Midpoint Meadows Platte to Raymond Road. So I'm going to, Bill? You're on mute?
I am now. Recommend approval of the consent agenda.
Okay, so there's a motion on the consent agenda. Is there a second? Alder Martinez Rutherford.
I second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the consent agenda. I'm going to assume a unanimous consent vote. Does anybody wish to vote no or abstain? If so, please raise your hand. Okay, the consent agenda is approved. So we are going to move on to item number three with regard to opposing the expansion of the belt line. Krista, did you want to just give us a brief introduction with regard to the resolutions?
Yeah, so I will note we attached an updated version of the presentation from the discussion last time. We'd had a couple of questions about displacements involved in some of the other aspects of the projects, like the connections. So we added those in there just for your information. However, this resolution is generally not at that level of detail. The intent here is this resolution would express the city's overall position on this. And then we will do a staff comment letter, which provides more detailed comments on individual aspects of the project. Big picture, what the resolution does is it opposes expansion of the Beltline, including additional general purpose travel lanes, widening to accommodate flex lanes, expansion of interchanges that increase capacity or induce additional vehicle travel, any weave configurations that would result in residential or commercial displacements or create any new overpass structures, but supports modernizing the state of good repair, modernization, new street connections, accessible pedestrian and bicycle crossings, paths parallel to the Beltline. And says that we want to continue to work with WSDOT on making sure where those connections are feasible and with minimal impacts on property and existing circulation. So that is the resolution on the table.
Okay, thanks. We do have someone registered to speak, so why don't we go ahead and hear that, and then we'll move along to discussion.
Well, first, we have Nicholas Davies of West Wilson Street supports and wishes to speak.
Yeah, thank you. I registered in support. I very much appreciate this resolution and that you all are talking about it tonight. And I concur with everything that's in the resolution so far, but I wanted to suggest something to add. So at the last meeting, we saw some diagrams that WSDOT shared that I had not seen before. And since that meeting, I went and looked at some of those kind of preliminary conceptual designs, I guess they call them. And kind of one thing that stuck out to me was they have some bike elements of the interchanges they want to reconstruct. And those bike elements don't really align with complete green streets in terms of you know, where there should be all ages and abilities bike connections and what an all ages and ability bike connection would look like. So for example, I believe that the map in Complete Green Streets shows an all ages abilities connection through the old Sauk interchange, for example, where there isn't one today, really. I mean, there's just kind of an on-street bike lane. And WISDOT's design would showed continuing an on-street bike lane and even kind of sandwiching it between a through lane and a turn lane, which would be a little bit worse for people who are maybe, you know, biking there with their kids, for example. So I think it would help to, you know, mention in the resolution that we support establishing all ages and abilities bike connections where shown in the Complete Green Streets guide, and, you know, making those connections according to, you know, what that guide shows as in terms of, you know, what do we mean by an all ages and abilities bike connection. And yeah, I'd see this being really important for the old Sauk interchange, Whitney Way. I forget which ones it comes up in, but that's the gist. And yeah, this is a great resolution so far, but I hope that that could be a good suggestion. Thank you.
But thanks for your comments and thanks for coming tonight. Anybody have any questions for the registrant? Okay, thanks so much. Do we have anybody else registered to speaking?
Not wishing to speak, but we had several more registered in support, not wishing to speak.
Okay, good to know. Thanks. All right, comments, questions, discussion? Alder O'Brien.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have an amendment that I would like to make to the resolution. I don't know if now would be the best time. I don't think it'll be super controversial, but.
Fine with me.
All righty. Chair, I sent you the language and I'm happy to read the language out as well. It's an additional paragraph. Let me pull it up. I'm double booked tonight, so
sure.
On my phone.
Sure. On the what I was forwarded, it would go between the paragraph that starts whereas expansion of the Beltline and implementation of proposed weave configurations would result in significant property impacts, blah blah blah. Between that and the whereas past Beltline projects, including the Verona Road interchange, have had significant negative impacts. Is that where you were thinking of putting it, Alder?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And Aiden, if you have a copy of this, could you just flip it out to all TC members so they could actually see it? I think you were copied on it.
Sure thing.
Okay. Go ahead and—
Would you like me to read the language?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Alrighty. So the additional language would be, whereas expansion of the Beltline would directly impact multiple parks and green spaces, including Odana Hills Park, Odana Hills Golf Course, the University of Wisconsin Arboretum, Capitol Springs State Recreation Area, and the Lewis Nine Springs E-Way, which are valuable habitats for wildlife, well-used recreation spaces, and treasured parts of the community. And...
Okay, so there's a motion. Great, thank you. So there's a motion to add that language in the spot that we suggested. Is there a second to that? Alder Okovich, is your hand raised for that?
I will second it.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second with regard to the amendment. So why don't we deal with the amendment and then deal with anything else after that? Unless you wish to speak to your, would you like to speak to your motion, Alder O'Brien?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are plenty of very substantial concerns about housing displacements and job displacement and impacts on the health and well-being. And I think it's important that we also talk a little bit about the environmental impacts on some of the major recreation and natural areas that we also have that'll be disproportionately displaced, you know, going into this. Mm-hmm. So.
Thanks. And Alder Okovich, did you wish to speak?
No, I have a question, not for the amendment.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table, which has been seconded. Is there any discussion with regard to the motion? I thought it might be good for us to put that on the table so we have the whole, if everybody's in agreement with it, then we have the whole amended resolution to discuss, unless there are other changes people suggest. Bill?
I'm having trouble finding the resolution. Where is that?
It's on the agenda item number 3. If you just click on that, the resolution is right there.
No,
and the amendment.
I do not have that.
It should be in Legistar.
Can I just say, you have to click on the, when you get into Legistar, you have to click on the tab that says text, and then you can read it.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you put on details, you don't, right? Good point, Robbie. Thanks. Legistar is not exactly intuitive, is it? Okay. I believe that the text of the resolution reflects a lot of what we discussed at our last meeting in terms of what people were concerned about, and wrapped in a great deal of that. We have, let's see. Alder Figueroa Cole is in the attendees. Could you please move her over into the panelist? Ariana?
Yep, she should be moving over.
Thank you so much. Is there discussion about this amendment? Alder Figueroa Cole?
Sorry, I joined in late. I come from another meeting. What is the, can you reread the changes that were proposed, please?
Sure. The current change was an amendment proposed by Alder O'Brien, seconded by Alder Okovich, that reads, whereas expansion of the Beltline would directly impact multiple parks and green spaces, including Odana Hills Park, Odana Hills Golf Course, the University of Wisconsin Arboretum, Capitol Springs State Recreation Area, and the Lewis Nine Springs E-Way, which are valuable habitats for wildlife, well-used recreation spaces, and treasured parts of the community. And so that's being recommended to add between whereas expansion of the Beltline and implementation of proposed weave configurations, that paragraph, and the paragraph that reads whereas past Beltline projects include the Verona Road interchange. So that's where it's suggested to be added.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Robbie.
Sorry, we had to switch back to the right window. I was just going to say, I think this is an excellent amendment, although it's not strictly a transportation. It is because of the expansion of the Beltline. I still think it's a very good point to be made, and so I support the inclusion of this amendment.
Yeah. And while you're right, it's not specifically transportation related, it relates to where the transportation changes are being suggested to be made in our community. So I thought we could perhaps take action on this amendment, and then we could discuss other aspects of the resolution. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that we have a unanimous consent vote in favor of adding the proposed amendment. If anybody wishes a roll call vote, wishes to vote no, or wishes to abstain, please raise your hand now and let me know. Okay, I'm seeing no hands. So what we would be voting on would now add that paragraph that was suggested. Other comments, questions, discussion with regard to the resolution? Alder Okovich, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think this is a question for either Yang or Christoph. And I think we discussed this before, but I just want to double check, is that the local match for the federal dollars is coming from WISDOT, and so we can't necessarily prevent or change expansion by withholding money from the project. Is that correct?
I think broadly speaking, that's correct. should note that under the WSDOT cost share policy, some of the aspects of the project we're talking about would likely require city funding, but not the city not funding those would mean those elements would not get built rather than the entire project would not get built. That said, if there is federal funding in the project, it does require approval by the Greater Madison MPO, which we do have seats on the board of.
Okay. And the parts that require that are part of the WSDOT matching, those are like the shared use paths and like the bicycle connections, correct?
As well as local street connections.
Okay. Basically all the good parts.
We can't determine, at this point, we can't determine which ones WSDOT would believe they would conclude they needed a local cost share on, but generally local streets, pedestrian facilities, bike facilities often fall into that local cost share category.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alder Figueroa Cole, go ahead.
So I am, hold on.
Say.
I got actually run to another meeting, so I won't stay long, but I wanted to listen a little bit of discussion on this particular resolution. Since I'm going to miss it, I just, again, obviously sponsoring it and in full support of it. I support the amendment also, and couldn't leave without thanking staff, Christoph and his team, for the support that they have provided so far in sharing, in turning this project into somewhat of plain English for us to be able to explain to our constituents. They helped me put a blog together that had created some attention and some other questions. So I just wanted, before I hang up from this one, wanted to thank staff once again for definitely shining on helping us understand the implications and the impact in each of our districts. So that was that. Thank you.
Thanks, Alder. Other comments or questions? Chris, go ahead.
I think since no one's jumping in, I will move that we recommend approval of the resolution with the amendment.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
I second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the table to approve or recommend the approval of the resolution to the Common Council as amended. Is there discussion with regard to the motion? Or Chris, did you wish to speak to your motion?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I was pretty quiet last time. So I think this is a really strong resolution. So kudos to everyone who was involved in writing it. I think it's really great that the city is taking this position. I was encouraged by the discussion last time that WSDOT seems to be really listening to everything that, you know, folks on this commission are saying, folks who came out to speak to the commission, and hopefully a lot of the comments. So this is all encouraging. I will add that I've seen a lot of state-led projects all across the country, and I have not seen a sort of innovative approach like we want to see without a very strong push from local residents and elected officials. So while there is an opportunity here to really shape this project like we want to see, it is going to take much more than anything that the council or this commission can do. So if we are relying on the city and the state to find and use the right data in the best way and come up with the best vision, I don't think we will get where we need to be. So I encourage anyone who has strong feelings about this project to dig into the data, tell stories, and lead that vision publicly if we really want the outcomes we're talking about here.
Thanks, Chris. Alder Okovich, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to echo a lot of what other people have said. Thank you to the staff who worked on this. I think it's a good resolution and captures a lot of what we discussed at our last TC meeting. So thank you.
Thanks. And I just want to point out that the resolution does talk about complete green streets policy. on all of the various policies that impact it. So I think staff did a really good job of incorporating what we had talked about, and I think it was Alder Figueroa Cole mentioned putting it into language that is easy to understand. So I offer my thanks as well to staff, to Christoph, Liz, and everybody who worked on it. Is there further discussion? I think it's a very strong resolution as well. Okay, I'm going to assume unanimous consent, unless anybody wishes to vote no or abstain or wishes a roll call vote. So please raise your hand. Okay, thanks everybody. And Christoph, that was, you know, very, very well. Very well done.
Lots of thanks to Liz Callan, who did most of the writing and a lot of the behind the scenes work to get us here.
Yeah, but as Chris pointed out, it sounds like we have some more to do. So, yeah, very good. Thanks, everybody. Let's move on to item four, which is some bus stop changes on Metro. Mike?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to try to share my screen here. Am I allowed to do that?
Should be.
Okay. Okay, so quick background on this. We normally every year collect requests for bus stop changes, bus stop relocations, closures, new bus stops, and things like that. And we will do that again for this year, but we do not have that ready. However, in getting that list of bus stop changes ready, there were a couple that we wanted to do faster with the March service change, because they arose through observations from our operations department. And so we wanted to have solutions to those quicker. So there are a couple that are kind of on an accelerated schedule. And so we have a little summary here, which is attached to the item. But we're looking for action to make these two particular bus stop changes, and I will summarize them briefly here. So this is the near west side of Madison Campus Drive, where it turns into University Avenue, UW Hospital, Highland Avenue. If you can picture the on and off ramps there. So we have this bus stop here that's noted with the exclamation point. This is westbound University Avenue, near side of University Bay Drive. That stop is served by four routes, routes C, E, J, and R. Two of those routes turn right, the C and the J, and two of them go straight, the E and the R. So we're not talking about the E and R, we're just talking about the C and the J. So we are proposing to not have routes C and J serve those stops any longer, because they just will turn right and they'll serve this stop 2131 northbound on University Bay, far side of University Avenue. So those stops are very close together for the C and the J, but we had initially just had them serve both for just to have them not skip stops, just for confusion's sake. However, what's happened is because we have all four routes stopping there at a nearside bus stop, with some traffic turning right, and then the off-ramp, the westbound off-ramp there, it's created a number of conflicts and congestion, both between buses and between buses and cars. As we all know, this is a very busy, confusing intersection to begin with. And so we are proposing to have routes C and J skip stop 2820, and then just hang a right and stop at 2131 in the westbound direction. Routes E and R, which currently stop at that stop, will continue to stop at that stop. So that's one of them. And then The second one is on campus. This is Charter at Johnson. So that stop number 490 southbound on Charter Street, just before Johnson Street. what happens there is buses will turn left and they have to be in the right lane to serve the stop. So they serve the stop and then they turn left from the right lane. There's a sign that allows buses to do that. So it's legal and it's valid. But there have been some conflicts with drivers not knowing that buses are going to do that and so forth. The other thing is we're recommending closing the stop regardless of that, simply because it's so close to the other bus stops. We have 706 southbound on Charter just before University, and then 743 eastbound Johnson, far side of Mills. The reason this bus stop was created in the first place, number 490, was at one point we had buses that kind of came south off campus and then went down Mills Street. And so that was kind of the last place that they could stop before they ended up on Mills Street. That service pattern hasn't existed since Transit Network redesign. And so the kind of the original intent of having a bus stop there is kind of no longer there. So we've reached out to the university and they don't have concerns with this proposed stop closure. And so those are the two.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Comments or questions for Mike? I don't see any hands. Nobody has. Oh, Bill, go ahead.
Thanks, Dan. Mike, I think they're. I like the both of these changes very much, and I think, you know, especially with that left turn problem, and then also with the right turn that the stop that backs traffic up. I agree with both of your changes. Thanks.
Thanks. Other comments or questions? Okay, we wouldn't need a motion to approve these bus stop changes. Bill?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for approval of both of these changes.
Okay, there's a motion by Bill. Alder Okovich.
I was going to let Alder Martinez Rutherford second so she can keep her streak going, but I'll second it.
Okay. We have a second by Alder Okovich. Is there further discussion with regard to the motion? Okay, I'm going to assume a unanimous consent vote in favor. Unless anybody wishes to vote no or abstain, if so, please raise your hand. Okay, they're approved, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Next, we have crossover reports from other BCCs that you're involved in. Does anybody have anything to report tonight? Not seeing anything. I don't have any announcements tonight. Future agenda items. We have just a few that we're tracking for the February 4th meeting. Not anything that's time sensitive, but we'll see what we have maybe referred from the Common Council, which we should see later this week. But what we do have is the parking meter payment application, the Parkmobile, that had been referred forward, and we'll see if that's ready for discussion. The no write on red review and discussion, which we're hoping would be ready. And then we're supposed to annually discuss the elected and appointed official code of conduct. And it's been revised somewhat since we saw it last. So we'll bring that forward and let everybody see the final product and have an opportunity to discuss it. Since we just have a few, I'll cover what we're tracking for the 18th. Parking garage rates and fees, biannual rate adjustment for the towing charge forfeiture, updates to complete green streets guide, public works transportation projects on Regent Street, which we've seen once already. This would be the second time. and then the annual crash facts report and follow-up. We had a lot of data system issues that we were waiting to get resolved before that's finalized. Does anybody have any other future agenda items that they would like to see added? With regard to those that we track that TC members have specifically asked us to bring forward, I've got that provided to Aiden, which we save in this agenda item. And I've left those items on that we've covered and crossed them out so we can see that we've had a lot that people have brought forward that we've touched on and discussed. So, and others that should be here soon. If anybody has anything they'd like to add, you can either mention it now or can shoot me an email. And we can certainly add it to the list. Okay, I'm seeing no hands. Okay, we might have set a record. I need a motion to adjourn. Alder Martinez Rutherford, there we go.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, a motion, Alder O'Brien.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. I'm going to assume unanimous consent vote. And thanks, everybody. And thanks again to staff for that resolution on the Beltline. Really, really well done. So thanks, everybody. See you next time. Stay warm and stay safe.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you all.